my great friend, Sean Shaban Osborne. Shaban is a dear friend from Florida, Florida. And he's been on the show forever. He's our Bucks insider. He's on JoeBucksFan.com. He does a killer radio show podcast for Buccaneer fans. He's insane. And he's been on the show many times, and he's completely nuts.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. I enjoyed that.
There's no try. There is only do.
What are you, Yoda?
You're listening to the Sports Junkie Radio Network.
And here we go.
JoeBucksFan.com presents Ozzy, the Sports Junkie.
You're into that.
Insight and insanity.
You silly man, hope I never get back in there. I will kick your
all from the mind of Ozzy the Sports Junkie.
Let's get this party started. How you feeling?
Up, where do you heard Ozzy the Sports Junkie back on the Joe Bucks Fan podcast? My gosh, it's been a while. I do apologize for the untimely absence, but if you don't know anybody that's sick right now, then consider yourself lucky and get him a tall one, get him a cold one, get me three cold ones because I'm losing fluid over here. Whew, a deathly flu just about took yours truly under, but I'm rallying hard. Actually, coming to you. Recording this from the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa. I managed to roll out of the hospital bed. Came out of my 2-week coma of illness. I'm telling you, man, I don't know a single person who's not sick. Let's hope it doesn't affect our football team. Came out of my coma, and lo and behold, the Bucks now 2 in a row, 5-7, a game away from 6-7. Unbelievable. Jameis has cut down on the turnovers, doing enough to get things done. And we'll get to him in a second. But first and foremost, that defense, you know, it takes building blocks to build a house and to build a championship team. And you can see it. I saw it back in the Dungy era. I've seen it in different sports and different levels. But you can start to feel when something's starting to come together. And that defense, the pass defense still, going to need some work, going to need some dialing in. And I'm not saying the line and linebackers are completely 100% ready to rock it at the next 3 or 4 Super Bowls in a row. But, boy, they're just having fun out there. They're getting after the quarterback. Besides Shaq Barrett, they're not putting up the gaudy numbers, but a couple of touchdowns, a couple of scooping scores. Devin White is everything he was advertised, and if I said anything to the contrary, I was wrong. This guy, every bit, looks the number one pick the Buccaneers spent on him. You talk about speed for days, and starting to see a little bit of play from the secondary, which has just been battered, bashed, and left for dead. Maybe Jason Light isn't the idiot that everyone has him made out to be. Like I said, and like I've mentioned before, maybe he's just guilty of drafting slow starters. But the fact that this team is looking at 3 in a row against a cold team, a very winnable game, to get to within a game of 500 is nothing short of incredible, considering the way this season started. I mean, doom and gloomers had this thing dead and buried, and the shovels were put away in the garage. You got to hand it to Arians, who did not give up hope, who did not change his ways, and he's getting you got to have a feeling that he's getting a good look and a good feel for this team, and it's just going to serve him that much more going into next season. Obviously, there's some work left to be done here in 2019 heading into 2020. I think he knows what he has at quarterback. I think he might have tipped his hand yesterday when he says, well, I've seen a lot of good out of Jameis Winston. I've seen a lot of bad. And give my opinion at the end of the season. Credit where credit is due. This guy has tightened his game down, have been brought down in the last 2 weeks. Obviously, you couldn't. I mean, you can't continue to turn the ball over 4 times. I think if Blaine Gabbert were still alive, has anyone seen Gabbert? I don't know if he's dead and buried. got hurt in preseason, never to be seen again. I don't know what the hell's going on there. I think any way you look at it, Buck fans, even if they franchise Jameis for next year, you're looking at another quarterback being brought in. There's no question about they're either going to bring in a veteran or draft somebody. Even the diehardest, staunchest Winston fan cannot possibly think, okay, it's all out of his system now. All those turnovers, he's got it all figured out. Come on, nobody is that naive. That's the way he is. That's who he is, and that's how he plays the game. Win, lose, or draw. He could be very good or very bad. He is what he is. Can he get past the 7-8 win mark? Well, it's right in front of him. It's right in front of him. A great showing in front of the home folks at Ray J on Sunday would really go a long way, I think. We'll take him one game at a time, one play at a time. And I think anything short of 8-8, the way this season got off to a horrible start, short of that L.A. game, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to hang your hat on, short of Shaq Barrett, Mike Evans, obviously having an outstanding season. Jason Light, I'm not mad at him one iota. He's got the best receiver tandem in football right now. If they can get O.J. Howard up and running, that's even more to add to the fire. Rojo Jones was sat down on Sunday for missing a key block, and, you know, that's a message that's being sent to anybody on this team. If you screw up, you're going to be held accountable, whereas that is a crux of a problem I have, though, with Bucko Bruce. He's been just completely hesitant to pin anything on the quarterback, a quarterback who's turned the ball over, well, from where I'm standing, 20 times this year and 100 turnovers in all in the last five. Obviously, Arians wasn't here to see them all. If we're going to hold people accountable, let's start with the quarterback as well. Fair is fair, Bucko Bruce, and he's holding himself accountable as well. He's finally starting to nestle in and get comfortable with this position. Maybe he thought it was a turnkey football team ready to just take the wheel of this thing and guide it right to the NFC Championship game. I don't think he's ever faced adversity like this in a quarterback. I don't think he's ever had this kind of stress. He's never lost 2-3 games in a row. I think he's going to learn a lot from this. Todd Bowles, you know, I was cracking him pretty hard. How do you not adjust? As far as the secondary, he's got this defense dialed in, the line that is, and they'll address the secondary, see who they can keep, see who's they can sift through. There's a shopping list that remains going into next season, but it's not all negative news. You know, I've seen this team climb the mountaintop before. I'm not going to say any corner's been turned. They beat a couple of teams that needed beating. Atlanta's garbage, and that Jacksonville team. When I heard Sunday morning, as I was in and out of my conscious state, that the coaching staff had been making inquiries all week long about other jobs, that's all you need to know about the Jacksonville Jaguars. And oh, by the way, Nick Foles, God bless him. He won a Super Bowl in Philly. I don't want him anywhere near this team. You see what he does when he gets big contracts. Nothing. There's some quarterbacks out there, though. And that's the decision. That's the big $10 million question this Buccaneer team's going to have to face. Because if they commit $27 million with Winston, well, where does that leave Shaq Barrett? Where does that leave a lot of holes that have to be filled? Winston did a damn good job of protecting the football the last 3 weeks. Is that $27 million worth of protecting the football? Can that money be doled out in other places? You know, I'd love to see a left tackle brought in and move Smith over to the weak side. A corner, a safety, a hammer over the middle. The linebacking crew, just astonishing. Vita Vey is playing it like a madman. And Ndamukong Suh with a scoop and score. A couple of 3-7, 4-7 in Atlanta and Jacksonville. But a win is a win is a win, Buck fans. We know it. They don't come often. And you got to enjoy them when you get them. And let's hope we can start getting them at a more regular clip. And we'll get out of this 10-year doldrum, 10-plus years of just complete ineptness in all facets, from drafting, coaching, playing, everything. The Colts come calling Sunday. I'm going to be out and about. I'll tweet out to the Joe Bucks fan. If you want to come by and say hello, come by and say hello. I know where I'll be a week from Sunday, and that's University Parkway in Sarasota. I'll be at the Buffalo Wild Wings. I was up there on Sunday. Did go check out the Buffalo Wild Wings in Cortez, or in Bradenton on Cortez Avenue. And let me tell you something. If you've not been to that one, that might be the nicest one I've ever been in. I mean, it has all the accoutrement of a huge Vegas sports book. So the nicest one I've been at yet, and a great time was had by all. Great football action, and what a weekend it was. I'm glad that I came out of I had that monkey heart transplant and got over the death flu, recovering here from my suite at the Hard Rock in Tampa. life doesn't suck for yours truly. Again, I apologize for the inconsistency. Life comes at you from 100 different directions. Again, not all questions have been answered. There's still a lot open-ended statements on this team. Who's the quarterback heading into next year? Named a couple of guys who might be decent replacements and was told basically, sit down, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. And the 2 years I said, well, you know, Tannehill is a guy down there. I said 2 years ago, Teddy Bridgewater, a horrific knee injury. You know, he's a guy that coming out of Minnesota, they could have got on the cheap. You see what he did personally to us up in New Orleans earlier this season. I was told, sit down, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. He's a bum. All right. I said, take a look at Ryan Tannehill. I was told I was even a bigger idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. They're saying they could he could sign a long-term deal with Tennessee. What that's worth, who knows? So when I throw names out there, like the Carolina quarterback, who's probably on his way out, and after a foot surgery, could be 100%, could be ready to rock and roll, and probably could be had for a lot cheaper than you'd sign Winston for next year. I think Arian wants his own guy, that being a veteran and a draft pick, and then you'll see the quarterback whisperer, well, in a little more comfortable territory. Sure, he was dealt what he was dealt with when he took the job. There's other issues this team has faced besides quarterback, but that's, let's face it, you're as only as good as your quarterback is. It's a quarterback-driven league. And when you turn the ball over, we were going on about a 3-turnover ratio a week. You're spotting the other team 70 to 21 points. You're not going to beat anybody. That is what it is. That'll play itself out. I just find it hard to believe that, well, a guy who has a penchant to throw errant passes and give the ball away is all of a sudden not going to do that. They're not going to make a snap decision. But like I mentioned earlier, I think accountability, if you're going to call out receivers for making bad routes, if you're going to call out the secondary to get their head out of their ass, well, and you're going to call out Rojo and sit his ass down for missing a key block, you better call out the quarterback for turning the ball over 2 to 3 times a week. I mean, fair is fair. Again, it's upbeat from where I'm sitting. Give me another coldie. It's getting hot in here. So we'll look forward to the Colts coming in on Sunday. Like I said, I'll be out there. I'll tweet where I'm going to be in the parking lot if you want to come hang out. Have a coldie. Have a coldie with yours truly. And I again want to express my gratitude towards Lee and Steve from Joe Bucks Fan for their patience. I thought I was going to win the death pool, gentlemen. I was circling the death pool. I was seeing dead relatives, giving away all my belongings. Not in a good place. Feeling strong now, though. And I'll feel really strong come Sunday out there at Ray J. Where those Colts come in 6-6. The shocker in the NFC South would be Ron Rivera shown the door. Don't cry for Ronnie. He will have no shortage of suitors. And I'm telling you, there's one down there in South Texas that would be all too welcome to bring in not only a Hispanic head coach for America's team, well, a winner. And boy, Rivera, and you got to hand it to him, he wasn't going to go down without letting people know he won back-to-back-to-back NFC South crowns, which is one hell of a accomplishment, including a trip to the Super Bowl. The new owner there, he wants his own thing. Have you seen him? I'm not going to argue with him. My God. He's like a glob with glasses on. I wouldn't want to argue with the dude. So maybe he's doing himself a favor. I guarantee Rivera's going to get a huge pay bump wherever he goes. So don't cry for him, Argentina. Sunday, the Colts come calling. It'll be Jacoby Brissett. Brissett, the former Patriot. And boy, how bad do they look. We'll see how they do on Sunday. That was almost Buccaneer-esque, Tom Brady's performance on Sunday. Be hard to imagine he has two back-to-back like that, but that's their problem. Brissett comes in, 2,200 yards, 16 touchdowns, and only 6 picks. Jameis now 22 touchdowns, 20 interceptions, 3,600 yards. Sarasota's own Marlon Mack, who went to Booker High School. I called his high school games, believe it or not. Marlon comes in, closing in on the 900-yard mark with 4 touchdowns. Good kid, too. And Rojo, slapped on the wrist by Bucko Bruce, but yet given the starting reins. There's a lot of people very frustrated with Peyton Barber just continually getting the pill. Keep waiting for Rojo to break out. Hopefully this is the week. I'd love to see him go for about 180. It's like every play is about to explode. So Indianapolis comes in, dropped 4 of 5, losses to Pittsburgh. Miami, they got a win over the hapless Jaguars. And Houston and Tennessee. There's a lot of shitty teams. I'm not going to lie to you. Currently, we're not the greatest. But compared, I mean, there's just some very, very mediocre football being played. So the Bucs can at least get some wins and build towards the future. I'm not looking anything towards playoffs this year. Looking to just build on the success that, well, the stability they've shown in the last few weeks to just get after the quarterback. It begins and ends with defense. I mean, defense wins championships. They don't say that just to hear themselves blow hot air. It's true, and it's going to put this team back on the map. Should be a beautiful day out there on Sunday. Once again, out of the coma. I hear that we did land on the moon, and that very excited to hear that, but also saddened to hear that President Kennedy was taken down by an assassin's bullet. At any rate, Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Check me out on OzzyTheSportsJunkie.com. Check me out Sunday if you want. I'll be hanging out in the parking lot prior and post. I'll tweet where I'm at. It'll be like, find Waldo. And then next Sunday, I'll be down at the Buffalo Wild Wings University Sarasota location. And definitely come down there and hang out with yours truly. How about getting together for a big 500 party? How sweet would that be? We haven't seen 500, well, since opening day. The season just whizzes by, doesn't it? Time flies when you're getting your ass kicked. Once again, if you're scoring at home. Colts this Sunday. Another work cut out for them. Decent team. No world beaters. Team we should handle. We go to Detroit Rock City for a 1 o'clock tilt against the Lions. Again, very beatable. Matt Stafford can be a handful at times. Then the Texans come in. And then we finish with a mop-up job against the soon-to-be-fired Falcons head coaching staff. And poor Dirk Cutter, once again, looking for a U-Haul and somebody to help move. All right. Ozzy the Sports Junkie reporting from the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa. I think I'll go down and make sure that the machines are all properly tuned in. The job they've done on this place is just not to be believed. So once again, Ozzy the Sports Junkie. Back on the Joe Box Fan Podcast, the reports of my untimely demise were greatly exaggerated. The lowest form of conversation is either talk about the weather or health. The weather's beautiful and my health was terrible. So the weather's still beautiful and my health is rallying. And I'll be out there Sunday looking for the Buccaneers to come within a game of 500. Thanks for listening. I'll see the Sports Junkie on the Joe Box Fan Podcast.
This is Leroy Selman, Buccaneer Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Ozzy the Sports Junkie on
JoeBucksFan.com.